Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate. Hello, and thank you for being a listener. Before we get into the episode, I wanted to let you know about a special offer being given to the new warehouse listener. That's you. Mobile Robot Guide is offering 10% off just for you when you purchase the Warehouse Solutions Buyer's Guide. Just use promo code WarehousePod10 at mobilerobotguide.com. That's WarehousePod10. This is your comprehensive guide for all things autonomous mobile robots. That's WarehousePod10. And for more info, go to thenewwarehouse.com.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast. On this episode, I'm going to be joined by Dr. Sankalp Arora. He is the Chief Robotics Engineer at Gather AI. And Gather AI focuses on software allowing for autonomous drones to do inventory management within your facility. We've talked to some drone companies before who are doing this, but Gather has a little different approach and a little different background as well, which I think makes their solution interesting. And so we're going to talk to him, find out about Gather AI and what it is that Gather AI does, and kind of how the idea came about. We're also going to hear a little bit about Sankalp's background as well, which is pretty interesting. So Sankalp, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks, Ben. I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. And happy to be speaking with you. So why don't you tell us a little bit? Tell us a little bit about your background, and then how your background kind of led to the technology coming to Gather AI.
I'm a chief robotics engineer at Gather AI, and the company was spun out of Carnegie Mellon University. Mm-hmm. That is where I did my PhD, and during the course of my PhD, it was mostly focusing on data gathering using mm-hmm. autonomous drones. And then from data gathering using autonomous drones, making drones curious. And that led to this concept of, due to their agility, mm-hmm. the drones are uniquely situated to capture data that other autonomous vehicles can't. So, and that combined with the fact that data gathering itself is a task that is mundane and it requires a lot of labor. Mm-hmm. It made sense to automate it to sort of bring it up to speed of Amazon in this Amazon-paced world. And so that is where sort of the expertise that the team has of working on projects like world's first full-scale autonomous helicopter, mm-hmm. like working on national award-winning projects at Carnegie Mellon, sort of combined with the applicability of drones in data gathering sort of spun out together as Gather AI out of a lab at CMU.
Gotcha. So you kind of, I like that you said that you make the drones more curious, which I think is interesting. And so you kind of came up with this idea of the drones being more curious, but, and you also mentioned in there an autonomous helicopter. So how do you go from wanting to make drones more curious and then having this autonomous helicopter and then coming into a warehouse?
Yeah, so I think just a part of being at Carnegie Mellon, you get to work with great people and on great projects there at Robotics mm-hmm. Institute, I think. And one of the projects we worked on was a world's first full-scale autonomous helicopter for Department of Defense. Mm-hmm. Now, the helicopter itself is, when it's flying through the air, it's flying quite fast. And it has to guarantee its safety, which a lot of my work was trying to solve.
Right.
And for guaranteeing safety, the limited sensing bandwidth that a helicopter has, which had a long-range laser, it has to be actively looking at areas where the helicopter is supposed to travel from, and be actively curious about where it is headed. That curiosity of, oh, this laser has to actively clear the area in some sense and find obstacles of where the helicopter is supposed to go, made us realize that drones are exceptional data gathering machines, just because they can have such a large scale, they can cover such a large scale of information in a single snapshot, since they can zoom out of terrain. So that led to let's miniaturize that tech into smaller vehicles and use these for data gathering. So that led to the next project, which was again a part of our academic stint during the PhD, was to make a drone for situational awareness for Office of Naval Research, where a pilot can launch the drone to identify items that are sitting on the ground and see and evaluate threats in real time while the drone autonomously surveys the environment. Now, having that tech was miniaturized, then it made the natural sense to find commercial applications where they can have large impacts. And that led us to the formation of Gather AI and doing inventory monitoring. So it seems that autonomous helicopter is unrelated to an inventory monitoring drone, but that's actually untrue, because an autonomous helicopter still has to be curious about its own environment.
Definitely, yeah. So it's a really interesting kind of history there, how it kind of developed and came into the warehouse. And I think that the idea of drones, utilizing drones for inventory control, inventory management is a great idea. And I think, you know, we've kind of made autonomous robots for all these other aspects of warehousing and logistics. And, you know, inventory, I have an inventory background myself. So, you know, inventory kind of it's necessary, but it doesn't get the attention, right? It's all about the picking and shipping and stuff. So the fact that we're, you know, addressing this now as an industry is really important. So I'm curious, you know, tell us a little bit more about Gather AI. And, you know, it's not really a drone company, I think that you guys would say, right? So tell us a little bit about Gather AI and what it is, how does the software work, and, you know, what is the platform like?
Yeah, you're right in saying it's not a drone company. We like to think of ourselves as an inventory monitoring service providers. Just that it happens so that the way we take inventory is through autonomous drones, and so the software itself that make the drones themselves are completely off the shelf. Right. So they are drones that you can buy out of Best Buy or you can order off of Amazon. Mm-hmm. And they are communicating to our edge compute devices, which are iPads, and our software is running on the iPads, which is communicating to the drone at about 30 hertz, giving it control commands continuously while taking images from the drones. And we use those images to make those drones autonomous without GPS.
Interesting. So how does the, you just mentioned, you know, without GPS, so how does the drone know where it's going within the facility?
So it uses its images, which the camera captures, to track how it's moving through the facility. And we also install markers within the facility.
Okay.
To visual markers that act as street signs for the drone to inform our system where it is.
Okay, interesting. So now when it's flying autonomously, right? So you and we got a demo. You gave me a demo two weeks ago, I think. And, you know, it's pretty interesting. Basically, you tell it to do its flight, and it goes, and you can watch, right, what it's capturing, or, you know, you can just let it be autonomous and do its thing and then check, you know, what it's captured after. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, how that works and what exactly is the drone capturing on its flight.
Oh yeah, that's quite excellent. So I think you've had so much experience with an entry control yourself, Kevin. Mm-hmm. So if you want to take inventory of a section of your warehouse, you select it either on our web dashboard or on the iPad that is sitting within your warehouse. And you essentially select that area and press takeoff. The drone goes through and collects imagery of those bin locations. Mm-hmm. And after autonomously covering and collecting those imagery of those bin locations, it lands and syncs those images with the iPad. And on the iPad, that is where our autonomy, as well as our deep learning computer vision algorithms, are also running to infer barcodes that the drones capture. Mm-hmm. Read the number or count the number of visible cases, also doing tie high at the same time, and capturing temperature. So and for temperature, it is useful for if you're operating off your inventory is temperature sensitive or is it, mm-hmm, or it is perishable. And food distributors have quite enjoyed the temperature monitoring side of it.
Right. So now with there is like some versatility in the capture aspect, right? So we're talking about capturing the number of boxes for the count and then, you know, identifying SKUs through barcodes. But also the thermal mapping as well, which you mentioned. So talk to us a little bit how do all those things get gathered at the same time? And I'm curious about the thermal aspect. And, you know, do you set a threshold for certain product and say, like, you know, this needs to remain at this number of degrees? If it's above this degree, then call it out, much like you would a count discrepancy.
Yes, so the way it captures it, the drone has a visible spectrum camera, okay, and a thermal camera on it. And whenever it captures images, it captures both thermal and visual spectrum images. So which means we have a temperature reading for every pixel in the image. Mm-hmm. Now, our vision, computer vision engine, which is mostly built upon deep learning, can identify boxes, and we can find out for that specific box what is the temperature range, and if there's a barcode on that box or an LPN that is associated with that box, we can then check with the WMS that what is the specific SKU here, and what is the temperature range. And if you tell us as a customer that if this specific SKU is outside this temperature range, please raise an exception, we will raise an exception at that point.
Okay, very interesting. And so you mentioned in there about communicating with the WMS. So now on all aspects in terms of the data that's being gathered and captured, how does the integration with the WMS happen, right? Because you have your drone, maybe multiple drones, depending on the size of the facility, out there capturing this data, and then it's coming into your platform, but you need to get those counts into your WMS, right? So you make sure that you have the right quantity showing in locations. How does that transfer of information happen?
So that I think it's a great question, because in effect the drone is also capturing inventory.
Right.
The inventory in our case, the way we capture it is visual in nature. Mm-hmm. And majority of warehouse management systems out there do not support that visual nature of inventory taking, where you're capturing image and have an image supporting every cycle count that you're doing. So as a result, it becomes a two-tiered system, mm-hmm, where inventory control teams can review the results on the iPad that is sitting in the warehouse, or if there is Wi-Fi over the web dashboard. And you can visually check and verify the automated reports we generate.
Okay.
And then if you want, we can directly integrate those counts within your warehouse management system using either REST APIs or communicating over SFTP via CSV files.
Got it. Interesting. Okay. So it comes into the Gather platform, and then from there, the inventory team reviews, make sure, you know, if there's any discrepancies or anything of that nature or exceptions, they review that, verify, and then, you know, they say, okay, and then let's push that data to the WMS so we have updated counts mm-hmm. there, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. All right. Very interesting. So now I'm curious, you know, you mentioned inventory control team, like reviewing exceptions and looking at the data. I'm curious now, what have you seen for operations that have started to implement this? How has their, I guess, inventory team adjusted and reorganized in a way since they're not now needing to spend so much time cycle counting?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think it's one of those questions where inventory control teams mm-hmm. Initially get quite fascinated by it and would want to watch the drone initially. Yeah. So as it's flying and doing its, and I think within 2 or 3 days they get bored and say, yeah, it'll do its job, I can leave it. And then they mostly review the reports on their terminals. But we have to give you a couple of examples how inventory control teams have adopted that. One of the food distributors actually started using it to just to reserve locations. Okay. And while the inventory control team walks and does pick locations at the bottom, while the inventory control team finishes doing a row of pick locations, all the reserve locations above that, the drone is able to count around in the same time. So they work as partners, they work in sync. In other cases where there's a fashion distributor, they just deploy the drone and let it run. And it comes back to them with a report and they review it on their terminal. In a lot of these cases, we have seen 5 to 6 times speed up in their right. cycle counting time.
Yeah, so I mean, I definitely can see the speed up. And I like the idea where they're applying it, where they still have people counting the pick locations. Because those are primarily on the floor, I'm guessing. And then mm-hmm. they have the drones doing everything above. So they're not really tying up any machinery to have to get up high in terms of forklifts or anything of that nature. So that's pretty a pretty smart application as well, since the pick locations are the most touched as well too. So they're probably going to be the most prone to exceptions. So it's a very interesting application, definitely. So the, you know, there's a lot of, there's versatility with the capture. You're capturing a lot of data. And I like that it's capturing the images as well, because you can kind of go back through the history and see kind of what was happening with that location if you have some kind of issue, you have product that goes missing. So talk to us a little bit about how you can go back through the history of the counts and kind of see what has happened to help you research exceptions.
Yeah, no, that's an excellent point, because I think that's where the main power of the system comes in. It's bringing in that visibility and traceability within the cycle counting process. Where you say, oh, agent X made a mistake. It's like, oh, can I look at what the bin looked like at that particular date? So we work with every customer to figure out for how long would they like the data to be stored on our system. It has so far varied from 1 month to 3 months, and then after 3 months, for example, the data would be archived and they would have access to it, but not just via the web dashboard. But for those 3 months, they can just put in a location number and see all the times that the drone scanned it and the images associated with those locations every single time. So it's like you can visit your warehouse that is on the other side of the country. Mm-hmm. Or you can visit your warehouse and walk through it on how it exactly looked like last month.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, I really like that because I know being in inventory control and having to research exceptions, you can only, I guess, tell so much of a story through just seeing like the lines of transactions in the system, right? So it's good to get that visual aid and kind of be able to see what's happening from, you know, day to day or week to week, depending on how often you're counting that location. It's good to have kind of more of a visual history. So it's a really interesting stuff with Gather, and I love the demo that you guys gave me the other day, and we're going to put a video of that on the website as well so people can see how it actually works and how easy it is and how you can kind of actually see what's happening as it's going along, which I think is really cool. But I'm curious, you know, I mentioned in the beginning of the show, you know, there's other people out there that are applying drones in this manner as well. So I'm curious, you know, what Gather AI, what's the difference from some of the other drone solutions that are out there? What's kind of the differentiator in the market?
Yeah, that's a good question. There are other people who are trying to solve the same problem. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, there have been other people in the past who've tried to address this problem. And most of the times, the creation of such a solution has posed challenges in the economy department, where people eventually either give up or pivot their solutions to manual flights, mm-hmm. because they haven't been able to be autonomous. I think one of the key differentiators for our solution is now we have done over 1,000 flights in our customers' hands fully autonomously.
Okay.
In terms of another key point or key feature that we designed our product around is requiring minimum infrastructure in the warehouse. So our drones can operate without any lighting in complete darkness. They can operate without any Wi-Fi or network requirement within the warehouse. Mm-hmm. So that you're not putting in active infrastructure, or there is no active infrastructure maintenance cost.
All right.
And the last part is the data that we capture is not just barcodes. It's barcodes, case counts, and temperature, which I think, and these are the three dimensions in which we differentiate ourselves with respect to the competition.
Okay, really interesting. Yeah, I think that there's differences between them all, and it's pretty interesting. I really think the capture versatility of your solution is probably the interesting part there, and I think that the thermal capture too is really cool. It's it's kind of, I guess, killing two birds with one stone there, because you're checking two things at the same time, right? Or we could say killing two drones with one stone, right?
Yeah, it's my mind as well.
So I'm curious too, you know, as Gather is kind of developing and growing, and you know, what's the future of Gather AI? Is it focused on inventory management and controlling building that side, or is there other applications that you might be able to apply the software to as well?
So in the short term, the focus, I think within the next year, the focus will mainly be on inventory capture.
Okay.
I think something that we are expanding towards and that we're seeing a high demand of is inventory capture within yards as well, like building sort of a drone-based yard management system.
Oh.
And that I think is a natural extension of what we do in warehouses.
Mm-hmm.
So that I think in the coming year you'll see the warehouse offering just being scaled up to more facilities,
right.
And then the yard offering being scaled up to at least alpha customers.
Interesting. Yeah. I think the yard, expanding to the yard is an interesting idea. I think that could definitely be really interesting, because I know I spoke to somebody the other day and they said something interesting to me about, you know, we've always been so focused on the four walls, right, which mm-hmm. is the inside of the warehouse, but nobody ever really until recently started focusing on the four fences, right? Essentially talking mm-hmm. about the yard, the outside warehouse. So I think it would be really interesting to see how you guys grow and also how you kind of take that application to the outside, like the yard, like you mentioned. I think that'll be a really, really interesting concept and application as well. So Sankalp, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show and talking to me. How can people find out more information about Gather AI?
Oh, first of all, thanks for having us, Kevin. It's a pleasure sharing what we are building and how we are serving customers. I think the best way to find out about us is through our website. Mm-hmm. It's gather.ai. And they can reach out to us and schedule remote demos from there. Or they can reach out to me directly at sankalp@gather.ai.
All right. Great stuff. And we will definitely post more information, including a video demo on the newwarehouse.com as well for all those that are interested. So Sankalp, thank you very much.
Oh, thanks, Kevin. It's a pleasure.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.